history on the fours. I'm John Johnson, and we'll talk about that next on MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Michigan National Guard, aired by the Michigan Association of Broadcasters and this station.
We're only 5 weeks out from the beginning of another March Magic moment or two as the 2014 MHSAA basketball tournaments begin. And as we head into the stretch run of the regular season, let's whet our appetite for this year's tournament by recalling some of the great historical moments over the last 90 years in playoffs that have taken place in a year ending with four. A dynasty started in 1954, when on its third trip to the Class B championship game, River Rouge won the first of its 12 titles under the state's all-time winningest boys basketball coach, Lofton Green. It was 10 years later in 1964 that a River Rouge player earned the distinction of becoming first and still the only player in Michigan boys basketball history to start on four straight championship teams. Willie Betts manned the center position for the Panthers for the fourth time in its 86-67 win over Lakeview High School. Just 20 years earlier, in 1944, the boys' basketball tournament returned to the sports scene after taking a year off in 1943 because of World War II. And because of Michigan State University being needed as a staging area for the war effort, the Lower Peninsula Finals were played at the old Boys Vocational Fieldhouse in Lansing, better now known to the locals as the Don Johnson Fieldhouse. Jensen Fieldhouse's last hurrah as a finals venue for the tournament was back in 1974, where the highlight of the day was Birmingham Brother Rice coming back from an 11-point deficit against Detroit Cass Tech. Jim Goodwin hit a 20-footer with time running out to force overtime, and then scored the first basket of the extra frame as the Warriors claimed a 60-56 decision in the Class A finale. The finals returned to MSU 20 years later, 1994, at the Breslin Center, and gave us two of the most exciting finishes ever. In a grinder of a Class B final to start the day, Travis Conlin's baseline runner rolled round and round the rim before dropping in for the winning points for St. Clair Shores Lakeshore in a 38-37 win over East Grand Rapids. And in the Class C final, Ben Verbeek dropped a layoff in off a fast break as time expired following two missed free throws to give Calvin Christian from Grand an 85-83 overtime victory over Orchard Lake St. Mary. In 1984, Flint Northwestern became the first school to win MHSAA boys and girls basketball titles in the same year with a 64-43 decision over Detroit Southwestern in Class A. In 1934, the Lower Peninsula final saw Lansing Eastern hold Grand Rapids Union scoreless in the fourth quarter to win the Class A title at the Civic Auditorium in Grand Rapids. And Grand Haven won its sixth title in 10 years, topping Ypsilanti Central in Class B. In the UP finals, Alpha repeated in Class D with a 34-9 decision over Michigami. And 90 years ago in 1924, Grand Haven defeated St. Joseph for the second time in the tournament to win in Class B. That's right, the two teams had just met a week earlier in the regional finals, and under the tournament rules of the day, the regional finalists also advanced to the final round of the playoffs. Detroit Southeastern in Class A and Holly in Class C were the other winners in the last tournament conducted before the first MHSAA championships in 1925. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, presented by the Michigan Army National Guard, a production of the MHSAA Network.